Welcome to Storylark Sleep Stories. Tonight, we're going to slow down and relax together. This story is called The Long Walk Home. Take a deep breath, snuggle in, and listen. The Long Walk Home. The warm sun was getting sleepy in the sky. It painted everything gold and orange. Little Fern the dinosaur stretched her long, long neck up high. She was a very big dinosaur with a very gentle heart. Fern lived in a jungle long, long ago when dinosaurs walked on Earth. All day she had been eating green leaves from tall trees. Now, it was time to go home. Time to walk the path she walked every night. Fern was never in a hurry. She liked to take her time. She liked to feel each step. She liked to see all the pretty things along the way. The jungle was full of wonderful sights and sounds. Fern smiled her dinosaur smile. Time to go home, she said softly to herself. She took one slow step, then another. The jungle was waiting for her, just like it did every night. Everything was quiet and calm. Everything was safe. Fern came to a wall of giant ferns. They were bigger than any ferns you have ever seen. Each leaf was as wide as a bed. They made a green curtain across her path. But Fern knew this was the way home. She pushed through them very slowly. The ferns were cool and soft. They brushed against her sides like gentle hands. They felt damp and fresh. They smelled like morning rain. "Hello, ferns," whispered Fern. The ferns seemed to whisper back as they swayed. They made a soft whooshing sound, like the wind through trees, like waves on a quiet lake. Fern closed her eyes for a moment. She felt the cool touch of the leaves. She smelled the green, earthy smell. This felt good. This felt like home was getting closer. The jungle smelled like warm dirt and growing things. Step by step, Fern walked deeper into the jungle. Soon she came to a shallow mud pool. The water was warm from the sun's heat all day. It looked soft and inviting. Fern put one big foot in the mud. Squish! It felt so good. The warm mud squeezed up between her toes. Then she put her other front foot in. Squish! Then her back feet too. The mud made soft, happy sounds around her ankles, like a gentle hug for her feet. Fern stood still in the warm mud. She felt it squish and squash. She listened to the quiet bubbling sounds. "This feels nice," she said. The mud was like a warm bath. Fern wiggled her toes in the soft mud. She was in no hurry. She had all the time in the world. The mud felt like silk between her toes. So warm, so soft, so peaceful. As Fern walked past a still, quiet pond, something magical happened. A cloud of golden dragonflies rose up into the air. But these were not small dragonflies like you might see. These were as big as your hand. Their wings caught the last bits of sunlight. They sparkled like tiny pieces of gold. The dragonfly swirled around Fern's long neck. They looked like a living necklace made of light. Fern stood very still. She did not want to scare them away. The dragonflies hummed a soft, sweet song. Their wings made tiny whooshing sounds, like little whispers in the air. Slowly, gently, they drifted away. Fern watched them float toward the trees. "Goodbye, little friends," she whispered. They were like flying jewels, like dancing stars. The pond became still and quiet again. The forest was getting dimmer now. The day was almost over. Above the trees, Fern could hear the pterosaurs calling. They were the flying dinosaurs with big wings. Their calls were getting quieter and quieter. They were going to sleep too. Soon the forest would be hushed and still. Fern looked up at the darkening sky. A few early stars were starting to peek out. They twinkled like tiny diamonds. The air was getting cooler now. It felt good on Fern's warm skin. A gentle breeze blew through the trees. It made the leaves dance softly. Everything was settling down for the night. The jungle was getting ready to sleep, just like Fern was getting ready to sleep. The day had been long and good. Now it was almost time to rest. Fern felt peaceful and happy. She felt safe in her jungle home. Fern came to a grove of the most amazing trees. These trees were so tall, she could not see their tops. They reached up and up into the darkening sky. They were older than almost anything in the world. Ancient trees that had grown for many, many years. Their trunks were wider than houses. Their roots were as wide as roads. Between the giant roots, soft ferns grew like green cushions, like nature's own pillows. Fern was feeling a little hungry. She bent her long neck down low. She picked a few of the tender ferns with her teeth. She chewed them slowly. They tasted fresh and sweet, like the morning dew. The giant trees stood like gentle giants all around her. They seemed to watch over her. They made her feel safe and small, but small in a good way, like being tucked in by someone who loved her very much. As Fern walked deeper into the forest, something wonderful began to happen. First, she saw one tiny light, then three more, then 20, then more than anyone could ever count, fireflies. But not regular fireflies. These were magical jungle fireflies. They glowed like little floating stars. They drifted low between the tree trunks. Some were yellow, some were green, some were soft blue. They moved slowly through the air, like tiny dancers, like floating dreams. Fern stopped walking. She watched the fireflies dance around her. They made the dark forest glow. They turned the jungle into a fairyland. Fern blinked her big eyes slowly. The fireflies seemed to blink back at her, like they were saying hello, like they were welcoming her home. The forest was full of gentle light now, full of peace and magic and wonder. Fern's steps were getting slower now, heavier. She was feeling sleepy. The long walk was making her tired, but it was a good tired, a peaceful tired, like after a perfect day. Her eyelids were starting to feel heavy too. She yawned a big dinosaur yawn. The fireflies still danced around her, but even they seemed sleepier now. Their lights were softer, gentler. The whole forest was getting ready for bed. The night sounds were quiet and soothing. Somewhere an owl called softly. Somewhere leaves rustled in the breeze. Everything was calm. Everything was safe. Fern's feet felt like they knew the way home. Even with her eyes half closed, even in the growing darkness, this path was familiar. This path was hers. She had walked it many times before. Soon, she would be in her special sleeping place. Soon, she would rest. And there it was, the soft place in the ferns where Fern always slept. It was like a nest made just for her. The ferns had grown in a perfect circle, just the right size for one sleepy dinosaur. The ground was soft with old leaves, like the world's most comfortable bed. Fern smiled when she saw it. Home at last. She moved very slowly toward her sleeping place. Her legs felt heavy now. Her neck felt heavy too, but her heart felt light and happy. This was her special place, her safe place. The ferns seemed to reach out to her, like arms ready to give her a hug, like a mother tucking in her child. The air smelled sweet here. It smelled like rest. It smelled like peace. Fern stood at the edge of her sleeping place, almost ready to lie down. Very, very slowly, Fern began to lie down. First, she bent her front legs. Slowly, slowly, like she was melting. Then she lowered her back legs, inch by inch. The soft ferns folded around her like a blanket, like a hug from the earth itself. They cradled her big body. They made her feel small and safe. Fern let out a long, happy sigh. This felt so good, so right. She wiggled a little to get comfortable. The ferns rustled softly around her, like a gentle song, like a lullaby. The fireflies still danced above her, but their lights were dimmer now, softer. Everything was settling down. Everything was finding peace. Fern felt the day's warmth still in the earth beneath her. She felt the cool night air on her skin. Perfect. Everything was perfect. Fern tucked her long neck along her side, like a cat curling up for a nap, but much, much bigger. She rested her head on the soft ferns. They felt like the fluffiest pillow. Her eyes were almost closed now. She was so sleepy, so comfortable, so safe. Above her, through a gap in the trees, she could see the night sky. One bright star appeared, then another. They twinkled down at her, like the sky was saying goodnight. The stars looked friendly. They looked like they were watching over her, keeping her safe while she slept. Fern blinked slowly at the stars. Her breathing was getting deeper, slower, more peaceful. The jungle around her was quiet now, just the gentle sounds of night. Everything was exactly as it should be. Fern's eyes grew heavier and heavier. The stars above grew brighter and brighter. More and more appeared in the dark sky, like tiny lights being turned on one by one. The fireflies were almost gone now. Just a few still danced in the distance. Their lights were so soft, so gentle, like dreams floating in the air. Fern's breathing was slow and deep now, in and out, like the rhythm of the earth itself. She felt so peaceful, so loved. The jungle held her gently. The ferns hugged her softly. The stars watched over her kindly. Everything was quiet. Everything was safe. Fern closed her eyes all the way. She was home. She was comfortable. She was ready for sweet dreams. In her special place, surrounded by love, Fern the dinosaur drifted off to sleep, and all the jungle slept with her. Good night, Fern.
And now it's time to rest. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Good night. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play for more stories.